Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back. Sports Radio WIP. It is not the WIP Midday Show on their normal schedule. It is Kyle Quinn, however, just on the other side of the glass, hanging out with Buzz Wilson, Caleb Flieger. Did I say that right?
Caleb did. Flieger.
Nailed it. Okay. So, 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on today. We're talking about, you know, there's some people left over that want to talk about the Saquon record and the decision to sit him. I started the show today a little bit worried that Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty going into the postseason. He is not playing. In fact, he did not even clear the concussion protocol today, according to Nick Sirianni, who spoke earlier. So, just, and if you were about to panic or sound the alarm bells or drive off the road after hearing that, maybe this will help ease your concerns. So Elliot Shore Parks tweeted this just a little bit ago. He says, my opinion on the Jalen Hurts concussion situation is I don't think there's any reason for fans to worry he might miss time in the playoffs until next Wednesday. So next Wednesday is the key day, he says. And he also adds that he'd be very surprised if he misses next week. So Elliot, I hope you're right, buddy. That does not, however, ease my concern that
he might be
a little bit rusty going into the postseason. So we got that. Also, the reports, rumors that Sirianni's job could be hanging in the balance. If he does not win, well, I guess what, if they get eliminated after the first round of the playoffs, you know, I think that's more reasonable than maybe the expectations that I have set, that I think this season might just end up being a failure to a lot of fans if the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And I just want to illustrate something to you about next season, because I think we're all hit with the reality after this 2022 season that it's not very easy to just go right back the next season. It's rare that that happens, and I think there's plenty of reason to think that, you know, it could happen. There's also plenty of reason to think it may not next season, like that this Eagles team is going to be here to stay and that they're going to do this again. One, the fact that, you know, people, nobody really wins this division back to back. I think that's less of a big deal. The Eagles could very easily just do that and put that trend to bed next season. But think about it this way. Saquon Barkley, do you expect another 2,000-yard season from Barkley next year with all the touches that he got?
No one's ever done it twice.
Right.
Like, it's very, very difficult. So, there's a reason it's only been done 9 times.
Yep. And then, look, I agreed with everybody and that the fact that this defense is young, right? They look like they're going to be around for quite a while. Vic Fangio's here to retire, like the Jim Johnson type thing, where he's not looking for a head coaching job anywhere. This is his final stop. So we don't have to worry about him going anywhere. But look, I mean, the Eagles are going to have to make some contract decisions on the defensive side of the ball soon. I mean, these are young guys, but that also means that they're controllable money-wise. Jalen Carter's going to probably get a massive payday at some point. He might not be able to keep Milton Williams this season. Zach Bond, who, you know, many people have put in the defensive player of the year conversation, he can end up being gone after this year, too. So nothing is really guaranteed when it comes to that, Buzz. But I want to read you the Eagles' opponents, their scheduled opponents for next season. Yeah. Tell me if, you know, I get it's early on and we won't know as much about these teams until really we see the rubber meet the road next season. I'll read you our home opponents and our away opponents and grade the difficulty on a scale of 1 to 10 for me here. Home opponents, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Commanders.
As always.
As always. Chicago Bears, not very difficult so far. Lions, Broncos, Raiders, and the Rams, who have officially won the NFC West. Those are the home opponents. Away opponents, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Kansas City Chiefs, the LA Chargers, the Buffalo Bills, as they have won the AFC East, and then the winner of the NFC South, which as it currently stands, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where you can end up seeing the Falcons with Michael Penix in his second year, maybe coming into his own. That seems like a really tough schedule next year, Buzz. Do you not agree?
So really quick, I was just jotting this down as you were saying that. So they have the entire NFC North, the entire AFC West.
Yes.
They will play the winner of the NFC South, mm-hmm. right now the Buccaneers, in Tampa, in Atlanta, whichever yep. one it ends up being. They will play the winner of the NFC West, which is the Rams at home. And the extra AFC game, can you quickly figure out who it is?
It's the Bills. Bills are the extra AFC game.
And that is in Buffalo.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough gauntlet
that's
of
his. Brutal.
Now, and then the other thing here, we were talking about this pre-show as well, is that at some point here, I'm not exactly sure on the specifics on this, but at some point here, the 18-game, it's a matter of yeah. when, not if, the 18-game schedule is coming, which will only add another tough game.
That'd be a first-place team.
Yeah, so like as of right now, for anyone who doesn't know how the schedule works, like you rotate which division in your own conference you play, you rotate which division in the other conference you play. Because the Eagles finished in first place, they get a first-place team in the NFC South, a first-place team in the NFC West, and a first-place team in the AFC East, which is the Bills. Yep. This is another tough game. Whereas, say, the Giants this year finished in last place, they're going to get the last-place teams in those respective divisions. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if they add an 18th game, maybe they end up playing the 18th game. Like I think it's supposed to be another AFC game.
Right, so let's and that's say, probably another division winner,
so
you would
first
think.
First-place
right?
team in the AFC South or North. So you're looking at...
Yeah, maybe. That could be the Texans, right? Which
could
might,
also
you know,
be the Ravens.
Yeah, right.
And just last thing, and this is getting a little too in the weeds on it, but right now, the NFL season has been 17 mm-hmm. games for the last 4 years. I would imagine they want to try and do that 18-game switch after an even year. As of right now, mm-hmm. all of the AFC and NFC owners have hosted the same number of games. You know, with some exceptions, the Eagles only hosted 8 games this year instead of 9 because Brazil was technically a home game. But if they make this switch after next year, then all the AFC owners would have gotten one extra game. So I would imagine they want to do this. This was year 4 after year 4, year 6, year 8. So it's coming. And all to illustrate the fact that the Eagles finishing in first place in the NFL, it's only going to make things more yeah. and more difficult each and every year. All the more reason that the Eagles have the Lombardi Trophy staring them at in the face right now. Yep. You got to give yourself every advantage to do it.
Big opportunity to get the Super Bowl this season. Next year, not guaranteed. I mean, essentially, just to boil it down in the most simplistic form, it's a first-place schedule and the two best divisions in football this year.
Like, the Bills is tough.
Yeah.
Like that's in Buffalo,
yep.
too. I mean,
so,
that is a game that, all unless assuming Josh Allen is playing, I can almost guarantee the Bills will be favored in.
Probably. That is just from the way it looks right now. Obviously, subject to change. A lot of things will change from now until then. But that's a toughie, man. So we'll get right back to your phone calls in a bit. We will also do Guess the Takes. Twitter question sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. The Twitter question, are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty in the first round of the playoffs? Pretty close to 50-50 here, Boz. We got ourselves a good one. 54%. Have you seen the results of this so far?
I have not.
Okay, would you like to guess where the people are coming down on this? It is close to 50-50.
I would guess that 54... So you already kind of tipped your hand a little bit. 54% are saying that they are worried that he's rusty.
Yep. You nailed it, my friend, with a little bit of help from me. Some
yes.
really good hints.
I think I would have guessed pretty close to 50-50, though. I don't think it helped that much. That's
no,
where
no.
I would have guessed.
Yep. All right, so your calls on that, the Sirianni stuff, and you know, and how you might look back on this season if the Eagles now do not end up winning the Super Bowl after refusing to go for the NFL rushing record. Matt in Reading, PA, wants to talk about that rushing record and the decision to sit Saquon. Matt, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Good. So really quick, I'm taking notes here so I don't forget all my thoughts, but
good.
Just reflecting
call
really
preparation.
Quick,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to. I mean, I've been sitting here talking, waiting for an hour. That's how much I love you guys.
Wow,
but
appreciate it.
Long, yeah,
it's a
no
hot
worries.
Show, Matt.
Long
hot
story,
show.
Long story short is just my notes. Super Bowl. I mean, we got a tough road ahead of us, whether Jalen's there or not. I think the rushing record with the talent we have with Saquon is almost a guaranteed one. Just looking back, the only person to do it twice, you guys said, you know, when's the last time only 9 players have ever hit 2,000 yards? Mm. Barry Sanders came close twice. Mm. But looking at, you know, just looking here is Saquon, I feel like Saquon needs to get some touches. And in regards to the Jalen Hurts is, and I agree with Seth Joyner's point earlier in the show, is I think you play it like a week 3 of preseason. You know, Jalen gets some snaps, refresh him. Maybe,
but that's not how this team handles week 3 of preseason anymore. That's like what used to be their mentality. But this team doesn't play guys when they don't need to. They just don't.
Sure. I think you need to get the guy fresh, though. Just keep him familiar and fresh. Jalen's offense isn't the same as Kenny Pickett's, you know. And maybe that all falls on Howie. Like, hey, we had a chance at we scooped up Kenny Pickett, former first-round draft pick. If Jalen goes down, Kenny's going to lead us to victory. Kenny has some talent, you know. But when you have Kenny Pickett out there, it's not the same guy as having, you know, the offense isn't on the same page as having Jalen Hurts out there. And that's what I saw, you know, when Jalen went down and Kenny came out. Kenny did a phenomenal job,
yep.
Minus that, you know, the first 3 plays he threw an interception or whatever. But, I mean, he held his own. But I think the offense is used to, like, a Jalen-style quarterback.
Yeah, look, and Matt, I agree with you. Like, in the perfect world for me, I would have wanted to see Jalen go out there, knock some rust off, the O-line go out there to protect Jalen, and help Saquon Barkley go get the record. I mean, like, you know, we can scream till we're blue in the face. It's falling on deaf ears. It's crying over spilt milk at this point. I get it. It stinks. Like, I'm totally with you. I would have loved to see them go for that record there, Matt. I do appreciate the call, my friend. Did you want to give us something that's long overdue?
I'll tell you what, really quick.
Yep.
We're 4 yards away from Saquon getting number 6. Oh. 23 yards away from him being top 5 all time. When's the last time you said, who's your top 8 in discussion?
You know, and I think 5 or 9 to me doesn't make a difference. It's the number 1.
You ain't first, you last.
Yeah.
Sure. But it'd also be pretty sweet to say, I passed Barry Sanders with 49 yards.
Yeah, I did that one. That one, I think, Matt.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's probably more to Saquon individually than it does Eagles fans. Eagles fans want the record. You know what I mean? So
haven't seen in a long time. Joel Embiid giving 100% on defense.
Oh, man. Nice little parting shot at the Sixers and Joel Embiid. You got to respect that. All right, 215-592-9494. In case you missed it, we're also looking for something you think is long overdue. Buzz, for some ungodly reason, wants a big snowstorm.
Just give me one.
In the city of Philadelphia. I'm adamantly against that.
Just give me 6 inches of snow just once.
I'm totally out on that. I just can't stand the winter in general.
Did you like it as a kid? Like when?
No.
Not even as a kid?
No,
like,
I mean, well,
you like snow days?
I liked snow days, sure, but I didn't like, you know, I wasn't like... I don't think I was itching to go outside and play in the snow, if I recall correctly. You know, I'm sure I'll get a text from one of my parents or something
that actually loved the snow.
You used to love the snow. Liar.
I, in high school, we would go out and play snow football every time we had a snow
day.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the best.
I mean, I do remember going sledding and stuff, and maybe I played in my front yard or whatever and made snowmen and stuff like that. But maybe that's something that
I grew out of.
Yeah, I'm totally done with it. And, you know, well, I think... I get it. It's been a little bit of a while. I think I could do it.
Give me a winter wonderland.
Yeah, sure. I think the best thing we could possibly see one winter and in the summer is a season where the Flyers have a legitimate shot at the Stanley Cup. That, in my mind, is long overdue. We'll do Guess the Takes in just a couple minutes. First, let's talk to my buddy, Andy, in Westchester, once again on this Hurt stuff and Saquon going for the record. Andy, what's up, my brother?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, sir.
Got it just in before the buzzer.
Just to, you guys were talking earlier about how much you sound like each other. I was, I called into the afternoon show one time, and they were doing a remote. And I guess, Buzz, you were doing, you were producing from the studio. And I said, oh, Kyle, why are you still working?
Oh, that was like last week or 2 weeks ago. This is recently.
A while ago, but either way.
My own uncle, my own girlfriend think that when they hear me, it's Kyle.
That's
on.
Tough, man.
It's a tough look.
Yeah,
but anyway, the hardest thing, I'm not worried at all about him being rusty. I don't know. I think people worry too much. And Kyle, I can't believe you're on this side of it. You're always on the people worry too much thing.
I'm in the plant-based chair today, Andy.
You are.
He's gone soft.
So, yeah, but what I'm laughing at thinking about you're about to do Guess the Take is next week if Tanner McKee has a good game Sunday, people call for him to start in the playoffs.
You know there'll be one or two.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
There'll be Gilio's lead on Wednesday.
Yeah. Joe's a Kenny guy, actually. So.
Yeah, but I just hope that Hurts isn't for real hurt. And that they're just trying to protect him. But
I agree with you. Look, if Jalen's not ready for week one of the season, I saw week one of the postseason. I saw the hypothetical spread for the Eagles and Packers game. Eagles -3. Eagles being at home. I wonder what that might look like if it's not Jalen Hurts and it's Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee.
Packers likely favored.
I would have to think so.
I would think
they'll have the better quarterback, maybe the better coach.
I think Pickett's even, he's going to be questionable. So,
who knows? Yeah, you're right. The ribs, he could be out in an instant, too.
It's just fun. But I was thinking also about, it's kind of a crazy thought, but I think it would be interesting if they started the second half with Saquon. Let's see.
Wear him down a little.
Wear him down a little, and then Saquon in the second half where he thrives, he can just do 101 yards there.
That's a race against time. What if you're you got a yard short, you got 1 second left, you call in a timeout to make sure he handed the ball.
I remember Ben Simmons in college once got suspended for a half for poor grades. What a sham that was.
Well, you wish that Saquon could have gone for this record, I'm assuming, Andy.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just wanted to get an answer, and once it was announced, I was okay with it.
Yeah, I'm accepting my fate here, even though, I don't have to be happy about it. I'm not very disappointed. Yeah. Sirianni and I are not on speaking terms currently. I'm sleeping on the couch.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated. I'm changing my Facebook status, too. It's complicated.
Well, hopefully you guys work it out.
Yep, I'm with you. Andy, buddy, give me something that is long overdue.
Okay, well, it's a WIP thing. Uh-oh. I need, and I've mentioned it to you before, I need the Herb and OG Wade show.
I don't think Rod's jumping at the opportunity.
Yeah,
to
I'm
OG
really
Wade
actually kind of surprised that during this holiday break here a little bit from the main shows, you guys were in the day after the Commanders game on the 23rd and then the day after the Cowboys game on the 30th, that between all this, all these fill-in times, that instead of me and Rob Ellis on New Year's Day, it wasn't Herb and OG Wade.
Yeah, that's a good time for, if you're someone like OG Wade,
it's a good time opportunity. To cut your teeth.
Yeah, and spread your propaganda a little bit more to some of the fill-ins and all of that. Sorry, Cam, I don't think I prepared you for the Guess the Takes intro. You don't have to play it if you don't have it. No worries here. But Buzz, Caleb and I are going to do this little game we like to play on a Football Friday. It is called Guess the Takes, and just to sort of set the stage here in case you are new to the show, this is not we're guessing what our takes are going to be next week, although Hugh likes to cheat and put out a take that he's just going to say the
projects
next week.
His own takes,
so that he, he nails
segment,
it one for one. But essentially we're thinking of you wake up next week, Monday morning, after all of the NFL action, and you turn on Get Up or First Take or whatever, what are those guys talking about in terms of NFL storyline? So I'll let Buzz, you go first. I know it's a tough week, man, week 18, and not too many big storylines going besides just seeding and maybe one or two teams trying to get into the postseason here. What's everyone going to be talking about next week after watching this Sunday of NFL action?
Yeah, so the game of the weekend is the Sunday night game, the Vikings at the Lions for first place, for the number one seed in the NFC. The winner will win the NFC North, will get the first round bye in the NFC. The loser drops down to the five seed and is going on the road to either face the Rams or whoever wins the NFC South. So big drop off for whoever wins that game.
Massive.
I would say, I think it's fair to say that so both of these teams come in with 14 wins. They're 14-2 as of right now. The winner will go to 15-2, loser to 14-3. I think it's fair to say that the Vikings are one of, if not the most under-talked about 14-win teams ever.
Yeah.
And I think regardless of whether they win this game or not, I think it's going to be a close one. Lions favored by 3, which means they're basically just getting, you know, their favorites because they're at home. I think this Vikings team on a national stage shows up, shows out. Sam Darnold proves, you know, he's for real, as if he needs to really further prove it, but shows on a national stage, last game of the regular season, he's legit. And whether they're the one seed and then the NFC runs through Minnesota, or even they're the five seed, and again, they're going on the road, probably as favorites to LA or Tampa or Atlanta. Everyone on Monday is going to be saying the Vikings are the team you do not want to see in the NFC. That's the cliche that gets thrown around a lot this time of the year.
Team to beat.
Who's the team you don't want to see? I think we're going to be hearing that the Vikings are the team no one wants to see in the NFC.
They're scary, man. I mean, because they're healthy. Sam Darnold's playing really well, and Brian Flores has done a great job on that defense. Just full disclosure, hand up. Vikings were a team that I had pegged as being one of the worst teams in football this season before the year started.
Yeah, well, they might win their 15th game.
Yeah. talk about having a bad take there. Caleb, you got what do you think people are going to be talking about next week when you turn on ESPN? What are they talking about the NFL?
Yeah, so as of right now, the MVP race for the NFL, everyone's talking about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, which is rightfully so. Both of them are having terrific seasons. But I think if the Bengals find a way to squeeze into that 7th spot wild card in the AFC, that Joe Burrow next week will be the MVP of the NFL. Because if you look at it, right now Joe Burrow has 4,600 yards passing, 42 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And if you look at Josh Allen, Lamar's numbers, they're great, but they're not even sniffing what Joe Burrow's putting up right now. So for the Bengals to get in the playoffs, they need the Dolphins to lose to the New York Jets in New York, and then they need Carson Wentz to go into Denver and take down the Denver Broncos. And then the Bengals need to beat the Steelers, and the Bengals make the playoffs. So I think if the Bengals get that last wild card spot and they're in the playoffs next week, Joe Burrow has to be the front runner for MVP.
I like that take because I think, like, there's no denying that if the Bengals do find themselves in the postseason, it is solely 100%
it's Joe Burrow.
Because of Joe Burrow dragging them there. And, I mean, it would be epic. I don't necessarily see it happening because they only have 9 wins. And
right now, so as we enter Week 18, the odds are Josh Allen minus 350, Lamar Jackson plus 230, Joe Burrow plus 3,000. That's some heavy lifting to get done in Week 18.
Yeah,
not saying it's impossible. It's just tough.
Need a lot of help.
And I mean, like, if it were me and I'd
The Bengals need a lot of help by themselves.
Yeah, they do. And speaking of the help that the Bengals need, they need it from our guy, Carson Wentz, who's suiting up. Yep. He's suiting up against the Broncos on a meaningless game for Kansas City. Means everything for the Denver Broncos. Carson Wentz has found himself under the tutelage of maybe the greatest quarterback guru in NFL history, Andy Reid. I just want to point out, we left Baker Mayfield for dead. We left Sam Darnold for dead. Let Carson Wentz be next year's Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. Give the man another shot. The talent's in there.
By the way, Carson Wentz, well, Andy Reid said this week that he believes Carson Wentz should be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
You know what? You're damn right, buddy. And we're going to see that on display this coming week.
I am very intrigued by this game in the 420. I am so glad that the Eagles are at 1 o'clock.
I know. Get
this crap out of the way. At 4:30, we'll know, you know, are the Packers coming to the link? Are the Commanders coming to the link? And then we can all lock in that late window and watch Carson Wentz try and end the Broncos season.
I can't wait. And I will say, if I had a preference, I would much rather see the Bengals in than the Broncos. I just think the quarterback matchup is everything. And if they end up being the 7th seed, you get yourself Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow in that first round. Much preferable to Josh Allen versus a rookie quarterback on the road.
Bo Nix.
In the first round.
The Broncos have not done themselves any favors here down the stretch either. It feels like they're hanging on by a thread.
Yep.